This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Being the mother... Being the-
Top of the morning to you, Angela Yee.
Top of the morning to you, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. How are you this morning?
Oh.
How's everything?
Everything was great until Obama said he was leaving last night.
Farewell speech.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, it was, a great
wonderful
speech. The man did his 8 years. He did his due diligence. He's gone.
Well, we are going to miss our President Barack Obama when he leaves office. And everybody's nervous about the future. Well, not everybody. Some people are excited for it.
I'm not nervous about it at all because I believe in God. But yesterday was a bittersweet day, though, because, you know, Dylann Roof got sentenced to the death penalty. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that.
Now, yes, we have all that information in Front Page News.
You promised the people a fish fry. When are we doing the fish fry? I said I was going to DJ, so when are we doing it?
It's going to be in February. I decided Black History Month would be a great backdrop for it.
And CIAA weekend or something?
Nah, I'm not going to do a CIAA weekend. I'm going to do it... That would be good, though.
That would be dope.
But I'm doing it in Charleston, though, not Charlotte. See, I double A's
in Charlotte.
In Charlotte. I got a date. I don't want to say the date yet, though, but details coming soon. We definitely doing the fish fry.
Okay.
And I definitely didn't understand everybody acting like that wasn't a good thing that he got sentenced yesterday. People were saying things like, oh, he's going to write a book in the future and he's going to get a movie. So the man got sentenced to the highest extent of the law. Like, other than bringing the 9 people back, what more than you want?
And he wouldn't be able to make any money off of that.
Exactly. No, this is the Sam law. It's like, and then if you'd have got 100 years, they'd have been like, oh, see, but they won't give him the death penalty. They punished him to the fullest extent of the law, and y'all still ain't happy.
Get him up out of here.
The only thing that could make this situation better is if they sentenced him and you could bring the lives back of the 9 people, but you can't. So... Justice has been served.
All right, well, we have that whole entire update in Front Page News. So
also, did you guys see on social media Meek Mill falling and busting his ass?
Yes.
Was that hilarious?
He slid on some ice. He posted it, actually.
I would have never posted that. That would have been lost footage. That would have been in my crib.
But you should have. It's pretty funny.
I had a situation like that happen to me yesterday, too. It was like the blackest situation ever. Like, I tripped over a Jordan and a Timberland in my closet and fell right on my back. Like, fell straight backwards. Like, but nobody was there to see it. So,
but when he fell, he started running. You see, he took off. I don't know if he thought people was shooting at him. That was hilarious.
That was just his embarrassment.
But nobody was there.
You can be embarrassed by yourself. That is a good point you bring up, though. You're only really embarrassed because you care about the perception of other people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And he posted it, so I guess he thought it was pretty funny.
I'm glad he posted. I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Or it's other people who live in that house. And they was like, look, we got this video, Meek.
mom's house?
Yes. Throw me a couple racks real quick. You might have a cousin or uncle. Hey, man, give me a couple racks. I'm sending this to Baller Alert right now.
Hilarious. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front Page News, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Donald Trump and his golden showers. Also, we will talk about President Barack Obama and his farewell speech to the nation.
Okay. We'll get into all that. That's Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get into some Front Page News. Start off with sports. Derrick Rose, he has been found. Now, if you don't know, Derrick Rose went missing Monday. He was at the team shoot around, and all of a sudden, at the game, he was nowhere to be found. They couldn't find him. They're not saying what happened. They're just saying he had a family emergency in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't
Derrick Rose actually spoke out himself about it and said that he didn't want to take away from the team. I believe we have the audio.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just had to get to my family. That was a family issue. For one, it had nothing to do with the team or basketball. But that's the first time I ever felt like that emotionally. And I apologized to him earlier. Letting them know that that never happened again.
By the way, family first.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to think, Derrick Rose has never really been away from Chicago. I think he played like 1 year in Memphis, but his whole life he was raised in Chicago. He played ball in Chicago. It's probably hard for him to be away. You know what I mean? He's so used to being so hands-on with his family. So family first, bro.
Absolutely. All right, now let's talk about Obama's final speech.
Yes, Obama gave his farewell speech last night. A lot of people have been on social media talking about how much they'll miss our president. Well, here is some of what President Barack Obama had to say about his time in the White House.
If I had told you 8 years ago that America would reverse a great recession, reboot our auto industry, and unleash the longest stretch of job creation in our history. If I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you that we would win marriage equality and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens. If I had told y'all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high. But that's what we did. You were the change. You answered people's hopes. And because of you, by almost every measure, America is a better, stronger place than it was when we started.
The greatest thing Barack Obama did was provide hope. And if you don't think hope is important, ask yourself why you don't have any right now.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't like Barack Obama's politics, you have to admit he's one of the most decent men walking the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. I mean, 8 years in the White House, not one scandal.
No scandal.
Not zero, zilch, nada, not even a parking ticket.
You know they were trying to find something on
him.
Come on,
man.
If it was any little thing.
Not one side hope.
Nothing. I got 9 more days until I can stop playing Jeezy, My President's Black. Because after that, I can't play it anymore. 9 more days, we going in with that.
Barack Obama ain't never stuck his PP anywhere.
Stop
didn't
it.
Supposed to be?
Nope.
Whoa. Drop one of the clues bombs for Barack Obama. That man is incredible. Jesus Christ.
And let's talk about Donald Trump and golden showers. What were you talking about?
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Already,
he ain't even getting the White House yet.
He's not even in the White House yet. Well, golden showers was trending yesterday, and that's because BuzzFeed put out a 35-page classified document that says that Donald Trump is a little bit kinky. Okay, it was a bunch of memos, and it was put together by someone who said they were a former British intelligence official.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some allegations about Donald Trump that he had been working with the Russian government for years, and that Russian officials played a crucial role in him winning the seat in the White House. And a lot of things they have on him is because they wanted to be able to blackmail him if they wished. Now, one of those things that they had included an act where Donald Trump would hire prostitutes to perform golden showers in front of him.
Explain to the people what golden showers are, ye.
That's where you urinate.
Listen, they got to earn them trips to Dubai. This is in Dubai, right?
Now,
IG
they
models?
Said, they said this hotel, it was in Russia.
Oh, it was in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They said he was in Moscow, and he was staying at the presidential suite at the Ritz-Carlton. And apparently he knew that President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama had stayed there. He hated them, and that's why he hired these prostitutes to perform these golden showers at the hotel.
Don't you blame that on Barack and Michelle, Donald Trump. Okay?
Supposedly had microphones and concealed cameras in all of the main rooms, so they were able to record anything that they wanted, and that's one of the things that they had. Now, of course, Twitter went crazy with this news last night. They were calling Donald Trump POTUS.
POTUS.
Instead of POTUS.
Now, did he like to urinate, or he liked to get urinated on?
He hired the women to urinate.
Wow.
On the bed.
Kinky.
Is this proven?
Well, of course, Donald Trump is saying this is not true. Now, mm-hmm. He went on Twitter, and he said, fake news, a total political witch hunt.
If I was Donald Trump, I'd tweet out R. Kelly performing at my inauguration. Okay, let's get it going right now.
And lastly, quickly, tell us about Dylann Roof, quickly.
Well, Dylann Roof has been sentenced to death, and that's for killing 9 people. He was convicted of federal hate crimes last month, and in his sentencing, he represented himself. He's still unapologetic. He said, I felt like I had to do it, and I still feel like I had to do it. He said he's also fit psychologically. He did not offer any apologies. Some of the families are upset because it results in more death. Melvin Graham, who's brother of victim Cynthia Hurd, said it's a very hollow victory. He said, my sister's still gone. And he said, it's a hard thing to know that someone's going to lose their life. But when you look at the totality of what happened, it's hard to say this person deserved to live.
I don't give a damn what happens to Dylann Roof. I don't care if Donald Trump pees on him or Kelly pees on him. I don't care where he dies, how he dies. I'm happy he got punished to the fullest extent of the law. The only thing that could make this situation better is the impossible, which is for all 9 victims to come back to life. But other than that, no. Let him die. If he drowns, he drowns.
And we are doing a fish fry. Charlamagne will give you all the details.
Yes.
Free fish, free music. We're celebrating.
It's going to be during Black History Month in Charleston, South Carolina. We already got the location and everything. We'll announce details.
Okay. All right, and that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come to me. Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
This is Keisha from Orangeburg.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I'm on my way to work. I twisted up my last L last night, and the weed man ain't open this morning.
First of all, you should have got your fresh batch of weed yesterday afternoon.
Understand that I had to work late yesterday, and I couldn't get my fresh batch, so I'll get that today, thank you.
You ain't got no bae that can bring you some weed to the job?
No, I don't got no bae that can get me no weed to the job. I have to wait till I get off at 5.
Wow, you know what, you got more important issues in your life to worry about than Trump.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on, Evie? It's Rick. I'm calling out of Brooklyn.
Rick, tell me what you had.
Morning.
So I want to talk about the Roo situation. So Charlamagne is saying that he's getting punished to the full extent of the law. I get that, right?
He is.
But it's not like he's going to get killed tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be sitting around for a long time waiting before he ever gets killed.
That's good. You sit in jail and you rot in jail and you mentally go crazy.
You know what, Charlamagne? There's people that live in full lives in jail, man. You got people that go to school in jail, that got full homes in jail.
Why don't you go to jail then? Since it's so cool to be in jail. Go sit in jail then.
Why are you always Twitter ugly? Nobody said it's cool to be
in jail. Because you sound ridiculous. Y'all
hey, keep, it's you, for telling why you made
yeah, but, you, but that's a ridiculous train of thought. Justice was served. The man is getting punished to the fullest extent of the law. What else? You want him to get set free? You want nothing to happen?
Nobody is ever happy.
You're right.
This is for telling why you mad. Let him express what he has to say.
That's a stupid train of thought.
If he got 100 years, they'd be like, he should have got the death penalty. If he got the death penalty, they're going to say, well, he ain't going to die eventually.
Like, he's not going to die immediately. Like, shut up. Like, that's the stupid.
Gosh, let people express themselves this morning.
No, that's silly. That's a silly train of thought.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay Dirt, man, from Conway, South Carolina.
What's up, bro? Tell him how you mad.
Man, let me tell you, I looked at Fox News yesterday after Obama's speech and everything. Fox News, little Caucasian guy went up there, man, started bashing on Obama.
I can't understand what he's saying.
I can. He said that the Caucasians are on Fox News bashing Obama.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
That's what he said, yeah.
And on Twitter. And on Instagram and on Facebook.
Well, that's y'all fault.
You can't. And on MySpace. Yeah, and on Black Planet.
I tweeted out yesterday before the speech. I said CyberCoinTel Pro is going to be super active tonight. Don't fall for the bait.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ari from Orlando.
Hey, Ari from Orlando. Tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because they're putting too much energy into this Soulja Boy and Chris Brown fight. I think it's very stupid when they could just donate money and stuff. They got it. Why they just won't do it? Now, Soulja Boy, I don't think so. And I want to give a shout out to Chris, to Crystal and Kid Fury and Charlamagne. I love you.
I love you too, and I love Crystal and Kid Fury.
Charlamagne for Kid 2020.
Who 2020?
You.
I can already tell by everything she said that she definitely would be a Charlamagne supporter.
Why? Because she likes Crystal and Kid Fury. They're amazing, by the way.
Hello, who's this?
Snack Man, happy birthday.
Hey, Snack Man, thank you. You got a birthday joke for me?
I sure do, yo.
Okay, let's hit. Now, Snack Man is a comedian, and he always calls up the Breakfast Club and has some of the most funny, unfunny jokes.
Worst jokes ever.
The reason why I'm having trouble getting accepted by the game is also the same reason why my black girlfriend can't get pregnant.
Why is that?
Because I'm shooting blanks.
Jesus Christ, you're horrible,
yeah,
man.
But, boom. Yeah, thank you.
I usually tell people God has a plan for them, but I really think Jesus is ignoring you on all levels.
My goodness, you're horrible. All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, yesterday after the show, we got a chance to interview boxing star Triple G.
Gennady Golovkin.
Yes, he's fighting March 18th at The Garden against Danny Jacobs.
By
the
way, I mean this in the most heterosexual way possible. I guess I have to preface that. Triple G is hard, bro. Like, when you shake his hands feel like steel. Yes. And, like, you know, he hugs like a brother, so he bring you in.
Right.
His body felt like brick. I'm like, you know what? This dude might be a mutant.
I tried to give him $200-$300 to punch you, but he wouldn't take it.
You really think a guy that makes, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars a fight can gonna take $200-$300 for a punch?
I was going to offer him.
Stop it. Knock it off.
If y'all fought, you think you win?
Absolutely not. Okay. This guy has 24 consecutive knockouts. Okay. Have y'all ever seen Triple G? Y'all never seen Triple G fight, right?
Yes,
we have.
Triple G destroys people.
I did. You think he could beat Floyd?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely, if he can hit him. I mean, that's the thing with Floyd. Floyd is the greatest defensive fighter of all time. If he can hit Floyd, yes.
I don't think so. Floyd fights at 147. He fights at, what, 160? I don't think he can. He'd have to lose
weight.
There
was talk that the two of them would fight at some point.
I don't think he'd be able to hit Floyd.
And some people wanted Floyd to come out of retirement, and they wanted that to be the fight.
And the fight Triple G.
That'll never happen.
But I don't,
yeah. The big mega fight right now is Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez.
Will that happen?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Will it happen?
I don't know. That's the big multi-million dollar fight. That's the fight that's going to break pay-per-view records. That's the fight that's going to make all the money. That would be the biggest fight in boxing if it happened.
I personally think
Canelo Alvarez would beat Triple G.
No, I think the biggest fight in boxing is going to be Chris Brown and Soulja Boy.
Oh, shut up.
We know you think that.
We got rumors coming up.
Well, Fetty Wap, not only does he have a lot of mixtapes out, he also has a couple sex tapes making the rounds right now. We'll give you some information on what's going on with these Fetty Wap sex tapes. And the woman that he's dating now also has a sex tape out. And there's all kinds of cease and desist letters.
Oh,
so
boy.
We'll tell you what's going on.
All right. And I'm also excited because today is Mary J. Blige's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mary. Happy birthday.
And I'm doing a Mary J. Blige mix later on.
Capricorns are popping in these streets.
So let me know your favorite Mary joint. Let me know starting now because we're going to get some Mary on during the mix.
If you don't start your mix with the fried chicken anthem and then follow it with her singing to Hillary Clinton, it's null and void.
Shut up. We're going to play some Mary hits. All right? But anyway, rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Fetty Wap.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Welp, we've been warned that there was going to be a Fetty Wap and Alexis Guy sex tape that could emerge, and that sex tape has leaked out. Mm. Did anybody in here see any of it? Or
nope.
Mm-mm. She's performing oral sex on the sex tape. She has a scarf on.
So do we know it's him, though?
Yes. You see his face. He smiles. He has not denied that it's him, but he has sent out cease and desist letters. So that pretty much is a way of knowing that it is indeed him once you send out those cease and desist letters.
Too late once your penis goes viral. It's already out there. Everybody already seen your penis, though. So.
Right, and so all these media outlets have been banned from releasing the video. In particular, it seems like he might think that Alexis Guy is the person that leaked out this sex tape, being that only the two of them had it. Now, she has said that she is devastated by that sex tape getting out. She put up a post on Instagram, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper."
Oh, shit.
All of this is so crazy and embarrassing. To think somebody would want to expose my personal life with the world is so disgusting, but I have faith in God's work, and I know I'm covered. Sorry to my family and supporters for this.
Hey, listen, every spiritual quote don't work for every situation, okay? When you release a sex tape or a sex tape gets released to you, "No weapons formed against me shall prosper" don't work. It's not a weapon. It's a sex tape. All right? Come on.
Well, now they've been putting shrimp emojis all in Fetty Wap's comments on his Instagram.
Why? You got small pee-pee?
That's what I guess the shrimp comments is supposed to mean.
Did you see the tape?
Yes.
So does he have a small pee-pee?
No, I don't think it warrants a shrimp at all. It's not a shrimp.
What kind of food would you put to it?
Maybe like, what food would I say that is? Maybe like a carrot.
A carrot?
A small carrot or a big carrot?
It's not an eggplant, but it's not a
So it's like
shrimp.
Long and skinny is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you like cut off the end of the carrot, the part that you don't eat. Oh. When
a toddler carrot or adult carrot?
A toddler carrot. I wouldn't disrespect. I mean, it's not. It didn't warrant the shrimp emoji. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, Ray J, speaking of sex tapes, has been booted from Celebrity Big Brother already.
He just started.
He was getting $1 million, remember? All right, well, apparently they had some issues and didn't believe that he was having a toothache and he had to leave the house. Here's what Ray J has to say.
I mean, I got a cracked tooth where I need like a fill-in fixed. I got a gum coming over my other tooth and I'm in a lot of pain. So 3.5 days in the house, with all of this pain, they decided to take me out. The wind hit my tooth and I blacked out. I ended up in the hospital.
Ray, if they don't let you back in and they don't give you your $1 million, you gonna sue them?
This is just not fair, you know? And if I have to take those precautions, I will. I don't even care about my tooth. Put me back in the house and let me work.
He's trying to get that working. Nothing hurts like a messed up tooth, though. Now, they're saying he has an abscess tooth, a cracked filling in another tooth, and a severe gum issue.
Shouldn't that be in the contract, though? Like, if you have some health issues, you can take a few days off?
It should be.
Who knows what that contract looks like? But that's why you got to go to the dentist, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to my uncle, Dr. Gary Yee, who's my dentist.
Shout out to Yee's uncle, yeah, Dr. Gary Yee.
People are always commenting on my dermatology work. Salute to Dr. Natasha Sandy, but I go to the dentist. Mm-hmm. As well.
I don't have a choice.
Got my teeth right, too.
Absolutely.
By the way.
But you know what it feels like when you have a cavity or you need a root canal.
No, I don't. No.
You never had a cavity?
He's lying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have. Oh, okay.
You ever had a toothache?
You're asking me now.
No, I'm saying, you know that feeling. It's like, what can you do about it? You take some painkillers, but as soon as they wear off, it comes right back. You're eating, and you're in pain. Your breath stinks.
By the way, need a root canal breath is horrible.
It's the worst ever.
There's so many people I know that I've known for years, and every time I'm around them, their breath stinks.
Why don't you tell
and I keep thinking to myself, this person needs a root canal.
I know at a previous job I had, I would come in and smell the mic, and it used to stink so bad.
I used to spray the mic every day.
Yeah,
my previous job.
95% of all DJs. 95% of all DJs need a root canal.
I wouldn't say 95.
95.
I wouldn't say
most
95.
Most DJs I meet got root canal.
A lot of them don't have health coverage, so they don't know. Unless you tell them. You got to tell them.
Okay.
All right, now, black youngsters, some dancers at a strip club in L.A. at Ace of Diamonds are upset with him, and that's because he ain't spent no money. They said he was there for about 90 minutes. It was a paid appearance. He came in with about 20 of his friends. He went on stage while the dancers were on stage. He performed, but he tipped not a dime, and neither did anybody in his crew.
He never does.
All.
He doesn't drink.
They said he was twerking extra hard, and they just didn't get paid. So.
That's not right, black youngster. You can't make it rain on Instagram and not make it rain in the script
he
club.
He goes...
No, it's an expectation.
I've been to the club a couple times when he don't drink.
That's not right.
And he don't throw no singles. He just don't do that.
So you mean to tell me he gave the Breakfast Club $3,000? He gave all of us $1,000.
And you didn't even have to twerk for that, Charlamagne.
Exactly. Don't do that to them girls. That's a tease to them girls. Because it's an expectation when somebody like black youngster walk in the club.
We're going to make some money tonight. No, I'm working tonight. And it also encourages other people to throw money.
Nah, but if you think about it, if you pay me to host... I'm not going to spend the money that I just got paid to host.
Now, Charlamagne has done that. I was in a strip club with Charlamagne.
This was 6 years ago, by the way.
We were at King of Diamonds, and Charlamagne spent every dime.
He don't spend no money, though. Nope.
They paid us.
That's ridiculous, black youngster.
But I do feel like, in a way, maybe the club should have gave him a certain amount of money to throw, because that just encourages other people to throw money.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, they do expect that you're going to throw a little of that back. All right, and Mariah Carey, her star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, was vandalized over the weekend. Somebody put a question mark on her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And you know how much it cost to restore the star when that happened?
How much?
$1,500. So it cost $1,500 to make sure they can get rid of that question. But I guess people were upset about her performance.
Mariah did that herself. She's trying to distract people from her horrible New Year's Eve performance. She wrote that question mark on that star, so.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Oh, she got Nick to do it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. Derrick Rose, he has been found. Now, he went missing. He was at the shoot-around on Monday. Then, when it came to the game that night, he was gone.
Well, here's what he had to say about what happened.
As we pull up the audio. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I just had to get to my family. That was a family issue. For one, it had nothing to do with the team or basketball, but that's the first time I ever felt like that emotionally, and I apologized to him earlier, just letting him know that that it never happened again.
You got a call, though, bro.
He said it'll never happen again.
Yeah, you got to call, though, bro. It doesn't matter what happened. That organization pays you to play. You don't show up. You got to call. You got friends. You got family. You got to at least call.
And people
text
are nervous. You're missing
something.
Yeah. You got to call. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, family first, though, regardless. I mean, I will drop everything.
Send a text.
I'll drop everything for my family as well, but you do have to call and be like, look, man, I got this emergency.
Or send a text message. I had an emergency.
Yeah, you ain't got to explain, but just, look, I'm not coming, family.
I have your manager call somebody.
Somebody.
Agent, somebody.
Now let's talk about Obama's final speech yesterday.
Oh, man, this was on last night. It was very moving to see our president just go up there after 8 years of serving in the White House. And here's what he had to say. And people were really chanting that they wanted him to stay 4 more years.
It was on these streets where I witnessed the power of faith and the quiet dignity of working people in the face of struggle and loss. I can't do that.
4 more years is what they're yelling out. Now, also, I just love the way that our president talks about his own family, and here's what he had to say about his daughters.
Malia and Sasha, under the strangest of circumstances, you have become two amazing young women. You are smart and you are beautiful, but more importantly, you are kind and you are thoughtful and you are full of passion. And you wore the burden of years in the spotlight so easily. Of all that I have done in my life, I am most proud to be your dad.
Lord have mercy, my eyes was watering when he was talking to his family last night. And absolutely. It was this one part where Michelle Obama mouthed, "I love you." She said, "I love you" to him.
So
my God, my eyes were watering. I'm talking about like when Ricky gets shot and the boys in the hood watering, man.
That
like,
should be relationship goals right there. Our president. Now, people were wondering where was our president and his wife. People always do hashtag relationship goals, but I think that should be for every man. For every man that is disrespectful and says nasty things to women.
We not Barack, you not Michelle. Stick to the Gucci's and Keisha Dior. Did you ever, what's her name?
Keisha Dior.
Yeah, Keisha Dior that you used.
Well, that's why it's a goal.
That's a goal. You're right.
That's what you should aspire toward.
That's the bar.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
That's why it's the highest you could ever go.
There's
a lot of other balls. You Beyonce, Jay, Oprah Steadman. You know what I mean? That's a good one. Papoose, Remy. I'm here with that. There you go.
But that's the highest of the high to the utmost.
And that's what you should aspire toward.
Utmost.
By the way, the highest of the high of the utmost. Barack Obama is one of the most decent men walking the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
Because that man has been in the White House for 8 years, and they don't have not one speck of scandal on him.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a little bit. Not nothing.
Nada.
He ain't never winked at another woman.
Nope.
Nothing. Not a parking ticket.
That's great.
Nothing. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Barack Obama. That man's record is clearly flawless.
For doing what you're supposed to be doing as a man.
Yeah, but he's the president of the United States of America. You gotta, you know.
We had a lot of presidents that actually
cheated.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So there you have it.
He didn't.
Right.
All right.
A lot of people are wondering
where was his daughter Sasha, because she wasn't there last night. But really, the truth is that she has an exam today, so she didn't go because she had an exam this morning, and that's why she wasn't there.
She could have missed that exam.
Now, if Derrick Rose can miss the basketball game,
she could have missed that
exam for whatever reason. She can miss that for her father's last day of the union. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my son missed school. I was gonna take him to the Giants game to see the Giants Packers, but you know, she could have missed school for that.
It's her father's last day of the union. The teacher should write her a pass for that.
Absolutely.
Now she had a test.
Yeah.
A test. Jesus Christ. You still got time to audit some people, Barack. Audit our teachers.
All right, now let's talk about Dylann Roof.
Dylann Roof, that is the South Carolina church shooter who killed 9 people at a historically black church in Charleston, has been sentenced to death. He has represented himself in the sentencing phase, and he said he felt like he had to do it. He said, "I still feel like I had to do it." He also said he is fit psychologically, and he offers no apologies. So he has been sentenced to death.
He got what he deserved. He got punished to the highest extent of the law. And I'm glad that he got pointed to the highest extent of the law. The only thing that can make this situation better is if you could bring back the lives of the 9 people who were killed in Emmanuel AME Church. Other than that, F him. Bye. Yeah. See you later, Dylann Roof.
Okay.
Fish fry in February during Black History Month. We having it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, we're asking, how did Barack Obama's presidency inspire you, if it did? Did it? That was Usher with Confessions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, last night, Barack Obama gave his farewell speech. Very sad, very touching. Let's play a clip, a quick audio of the speech last night.
Michelle LaVon Robinson, girl of the South Side. For the past 25 years, you have not only been my wife and mother of my children, you have been my best friend. You took on a role you didn't ask for, and you made it your own, with grace and with grit and with style and good humor.
So we're asking, 800-585-1051, how did Barack Obama's presidency inspire you? Now, I tell you mine. I got 2 young black boys, so the fact that they can grow up and see a black president and really believe that they can possibly become president means the world to me. What about you, Yee?
I think health-wise, President Barack Obama, that's probably one way that I was inspired the most. Just even seeing his wife go out and do this whole campaign on fighting obesity and being healthier and making sure that everybody has health care. I know that was a big deal for him, and I agree with that also. So that's part of what inspired me to even get involved with opening the juice bar.
What about you, Charlie?
For me, man, I think it would be the title of Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope. You know, the greatest thing Barack Obama did was provide hope. And if you don't think hope is important, ask yourself why you don't have any right now, okay? He was a great symbol that things have gotten a lot better in America because a black man is president. You know, we know this is a country that was built on, you know, systemic racism and institutionalized depression. So the fact that a black man, you know, became president, it provided a lot of hope. And also just as a man. Because even if you don't like Barack Obama's politics, even if you feel like he didn't do anything for you, he didn't do anything for black people, whatever. Just as a man, you have to admit, he's one of the most decent men walking the face of the earth. Because if they had something on Barack Obama that they could smear his name and slander him, they would have used it by now. The fact he never had no side children, no side women, you never heard about him saying anything derogatory about anyone. Just the fact of him being such a decent man, he provided a lot of inspiration.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Has Barack Obama inspired you at all?
He did. He inspired more of my son than me because I have a black son, of course, and I never thought growing up, I'm half white, half black, so I never thought growing up that it would be a black president.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to see this and for my son to see it, and he's 16 years old, it's amazing. Only thing that was hard for me was to explain to him why Donald Trump was president.
Right. That's y'all are really kind of misconstruing this thing here, bro.
What you mean?
Barack Obama got a lot of education. Like, Barack Obama went to Harvard. Like, Barack Obama, it took him a lot to build that foundation to be president.
Of course. But
Donald Trump has nothing.
But as a kid, did you ever think you would see a black president?
No, I didn't think I would see one. But to say you think you can be one is different. It takes a lot of work to be the first black president.
But it can be done, and that shows if you're a young black boy that you can work for it.
Yeah, it can be done with a lot of hard work, but Donald Trump is a better case of optimism.
But Donald Trump has a lot of bread, and they say he's worth $1 billion.
He didn't become president because he had a lot of bread. Hillary Clinton raised more money in her campaign than Donald Trump did.
But he became popular because he has a lot of bread.
No.
Yes, he did.
Not for presidency.
No,
I think there's a lot of reasons why.
The reason why he's so big is because he's a millionaire and billionaire.
If that was the case, what was the billionaire that ran for president at that time? Ross Perot, he'd have been president. It's not about money. It's not about money.
Hello, who's this?
This is MOTEP from Naptown.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Man, I just want to say, first off, you know, Obama, he's a black and white president. We don't get a white side credit. You know, that the DNA don't lie. You know what I mean? But he's a melanated brother, so, you know, we still don't call him black. But I'm going to say, what's inspiring about him was the fact that he had a black woman and black little children in that White House. That was a good look to see psychologically for kids out there. Swear to God,
I could do a live for you. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. They're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051. We're asking, Barack Obama's, his presidency, has it inspired you?
Now, a lot of people are commenting on Twitter and Instagram, and King Kwame said, it made me stay in the Army. I can tell my grandkids I served under a black president. Thank you, President Obama.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiana from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Tiana, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Pretty good. Now, we're talking Barack Obama. Has his presidency inspired you, Mama?
Oh, yes. Not only me, but actually my 10-year-old daughter, which inspires me, because now she wants to go to Harvard and become
great.
Maybe the first black woman president. So
my daughter,
we're
both too.
Inspired. Yeah.
That is true. My daughter, too. And the fact I took my daughter to Harvard Business School when I spoke there, she was really inspired by that. And the fact Barack's daughter is going to Harvard. She talks about Harvard all the time.
Wow. Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Wardell from Detroit.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking Barack Obama. Did his presidency inspire you?
Yeah, he inspired me. He just did an overall good job, just a positive face for the whole country. He did a good job, you know. He came to work, and he showed up, and he did the best he could.
He ain't never got no fellatio in the Oval Office.
Exactly.
Well, maybe by his wife.
Yeah, his wife.
And then Envy, one more thing. Envy,
you're
not black, man. You Hispanic. You got to represent for the Latinos.
Yeah, you represent.
I think it's so disgusting Envy doesn't represent for the Latin community.
I know. He keeps saying he's black. I know his kids got to be confused when they fill out that paperwork.
I totally agree with you. None of his kids can salsa. None of them know how to merengue.
You don't know that.
It's merengue.
Whatever.
And they know how to do both of that. And I am black.
Your kids don't even like empanadas. And they Spanish.
They love empanadas. They know how to merengue. And they know how to salsa. And
do your kids wear white jeans after Labor Day?
No.
Oh, they might not be Latino then.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is, boy.
What's up?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. The most inspiring thing about President Barack Obama, I'm going to pay him his respect and call him president because he still is, just for 9 more days. The most inspiring thing is the fact that he had the most perfect set of waves and has never been seen out and about with a do-rag. That's inspiring. I've seen you goons out and about, do-rags
right,
just flapping in the wind, but never seen that with President Obama. 8 years in office, perfect waves, and never been seen with a do-rag on. Mm-hmm. What Nicki Minaj say back in the day? Waves don't swim, so they hate on him.
Barack is a special human being.
All right.
Period. They don't make him like Barack.
What's the moral of the story?
I mean, the moral of the story is hope. You know, sometimes that's all you have when you have nothing else. If you have it, you have everything. And I mean, that's one thing that Barack Obama provided for us. But last night after his speech, the most inspiring thing that I got from his speech was accountability. That should be your word for 2017, accountability. Because we must be the change we want to see in the world, and we have to be accountable for ourselves and our own success and happiness. Contrary to popular belief, can't nobody do that for you.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about a potential fight for the best rapper alive, a title fight for that. See who you put your money on.
Okay. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kodak Black.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kodak Black is apparently not a big fan of Lil Wayne. He said he wants to fight Lil Wayne for the title of best rapper alive. Here's what he had to say on Instagram.
Tell Lil Wayne, fight me. I'm finna knock that stupid ass out. I bet everything on it. Since Soulja Boy and Chris Brown doing it, I don't even need no trainer. I don't need Floyd Mayweather, Adrian Broner. I'm finna beat Lil Wayne's stupid ass. Watch. And whoever wins, they're the best rapper I heard.
Why is he beefing with Wayne?
I'm gonna need Kodak Black to come to the front of the congregation this morning because you can't become the best rapper alive by fighting.
Fighting and winning.
You become the best rapper alive
by
rapping.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll talk to him about it in a minute.
All right, well, Kodak Black, it might be because in an interview, Lil Wayne, they asked him if he knew who Kodak Black was, and he said he didn't know. That was like last year. So I don't know if it has to do with that. I have no idea what his thing, or maybe he feels like Lil Wayne is the person that he would need to defeat.
So Kodak Black,
which is in a way a compliment.
So Kodak Black should have did a record or a freestyle saying, "Hi, Lil Wayne, my name is Kodak Black," and just went in. That's what he should have did.
All right, Kim Kardashian, is she going to get back that $4 million ring that was stolen from her now that they have the suspects in custody? Well, apparently not. The cops are saying that it's just impossible. There's no chance they can get it back. They say most diamonds the size of Kim Kardashian's are immediately shipped off to the diamond district in Belgium, and then they quickly disappear after that. So there's no chance of her getting back that ring.
Duh.
I'm sure the insurance company paid for that anyway.
But yeah, she did submit an insurance claim. And in total, there were 13 items on that claim. So, you know, she'll get her money, but she's not going to get that ring back. All right, did anybody see this interview, a magazine interview, where Beyonce interviewed Solange?
I didn't get a chance to read it yet.
I read the whole thing. I'll give you some footnotes from it, though. I thought it was a fantastic article. Solange actually asked for Beyonce to interview her because her album, A Seat at the Table, was just very much about their family, about their growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she talks about just everything being full circle, getting on the phone with Beyonce to talk about the challenges and the achievements that she's had in her life. They talk a lot about how Solange was as a youngster. She was obsessed with Alanis Morissette and Minnie Riperton, obsessed with mixing prints with her clothes when she was only 10 years old. Beyonce said you would lock yourself in a room with your drum set and a record player and write songs. Do you remember that? And Beyonce also said, I remember thinking my little sister is going to be something super special because you always seem to know what you wanted. And I'm just curious, where did that come from? Solange said she was the youngest, and she said she was the baby in the family. So in a house of five, she said my voice had to be heard. Another part is that I remember being really young and having this voice inside that told me to trust my gut. And my gut has been really, really strong in my life.
A house of five? Who else?
I guess her dad, her mom. I don't know who the fifth
Beyonce?
Person is.
Yeah. Oh, I guess Kelly, right? Yeah, probably Kelly.
Yeah, when they got a little older, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Beyonce also brings up that it was a 3-year process to create A Seat at the Table and how she took her time. And she also says that Solange physically was on the keyboards, on the drums, producing the vocals, co-producing the tracks. And she goes on to ask Solange about her inspiration for that. And Solange said Missy Elliott was her biggest inspiration. She said, I remember seeing her when you guys worked together and being enamored with the idea that I could use myself as more than a voice and the words.
That's that cancer connection. Solange and Missy are both cancers. Drop on the clues bombs for all the cancers out there.
He got his headphones on. He can't hear you.
Our producers suck.
Now, Solange also talked about Cranes in the Sky. She said that one song she actually wrote 8 years ago. And interesting, she describes what made her write that song. She said, it's the only song in the album I wrote independently of the record, and it was a really rough time. She was just coming out of her relationship with Wells' father, and they were junior high school sweethearts. But she talks about being in Miami, and that was like her place of refuge when she was younger. And she remembers looking around and seeing all these cranes in the sky. Mm. And they were doing all this building all these new hotels and everything. And she said they were so heavy and such an eyesore and not what I identified with peace and refuge. So she said that was an analogy for her transition. And that's when she wrote Cranes in the Sky. So there you have it.
Dope.
I gave you like just some footnotes, but it's a much longer article.
You read the whole thing.
No, it's way, it's really, really long. I have it all printed out right here. It's like 10 pages.
I'm going to read it.
But I just wanted to give you just the gist of it. But it's great. There's so many things I could have chose from it, but I just tried to pick some of my highlights.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report. I'm falling.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 11th, goes to young Kodak Black. I have no problems with the young man Kodak Black, but Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. And this is a teachable moment, okay? If you don't know who Kodak Black is, he's a young Haitian rapper from Florida. Sock passe to all my Haitians out there.
La boule!
You hear that? Our boy Op Emezi is Haitian. Envy Spanish.
Spanish.
But you can never scream out sock passe and not get a maboule back, okay? The same way you can never say raindrop.
Drop top.
Exactly. Okay. Now, Kodak Black is popping out here in these streets. He just got out of jail recently, and he picked up right where he left off. Kodak Black is out here saying he's the best rapper alive, and I have no problem with that. If you rap, you should feel like that. In fact, forget rap. Whatever you do, you should feel like you're the best at it. If you don't, what's the point of doing it? What you gonna say to yourself? I'm the most decent rapper alive. I'm the most average rapper alive. I'm the most pretty good rapper alive. Nah, I'm the best rapper alive, period. Sometimes you have to plant things in people's mind. You have to speak things into fruition. We all saw this happen for Lil Wayne back in the day. Wayne stepped it up lyrically on the Dedication mixtapes and started saying he was the best rapper alive, and people started buying into it. I had no problem with that either. Whether I agreed or disagreed with his best rapper alive claims doesn't matter. If you feel that way, say it. But you must be able to back it up with bars. Raps, okay? Lil Wayne said he was the best rapper alive, and he showed and proved that he was one of the best rappers alive by rapping his ass off. Which brings me to young Kodak Black. See, Kodak seems to want to challenge Lil Wayne for the best rapper alive moniker. Now, if I claim to be the best rapper alive, and another rapper had that title, then I would think the best way to prove I'm the best rapper alive is by rapping. But nope, not Kodak Black. Let's hear what he had to say.
Tell Lil Wayne, fight me. But for the knock that stupid ass out, I bet everything on it. Since Soulja Boy and Chris Brown doing it, I don't even need no trainer. I don't need Floyd Mayweather, Adrian Broner. I'm finna beat Lil Wayne's stupid ass. Watch. And whoever wins, they're the best rapper that I heard.
Now, Kodak, listen to me, young brother. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I do know just because you possibly could beat Lil Wayne in a fight doesn't mean you can rap better than Lil Wayne. It just means you can fight better than Wayne. I don't see the correlation. See, in order to be the best rapper alive, you have to rap better than other rappers. Contrary to a lot of you new Negroes' popular belief, it doesn't matter who has the most guns. Doesn't matter who has the most money. Doesn't matter who has the most Instagram followers. Doesn't matter who can fight better. If you say you're the best rapper alive, you have to prove it with bars and music, my brother. I'm all for the youngins challenging the throne, but if you're going to challenge the throne of best rapper alive, rap, okay? Challenge it with rap, not by fighting. And by the way, if Lil Wayne didn't know you before, he probably knows you now, and it's for all the wrong reasons. Oh, Kodak Black, that's the guy who said he's the best rapper alive, but he'd rather fight me to prove it than actually rap. If a barber says he's the best barber alive, he has to cut hair. If a chef says he's the best chef alive, he has to cook. If a woman says she has the best poom poom alive, then she has to pop that wet wet for a goon and prove it. So if you say you're the best rapper alive, I hate to be redundant, but you have
to rap. Best rapper alive? Prove it with bars, not fist. Please give young Kodak Black some of those smooth sounds in the hammer tones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right.
I really shouldn't even have to tell anybody that, by the way.
No.
I really shouldn't, but common sense is not so common.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That was Slow Jams. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, usually we do Ask Yee right here. And right, you can and ask this, Yee for advice.
This really is an Ask Yee. We're going to do this today because I reported earlier in the rumors about this Alexis Guy Fetty Wap sex tape that has leaked out.
Right.
And Fetty Wap seems like he might be accusing her of leaking out the sex tape. But I did manage to get a hold of Alexis Guy so she could tell her side of the story.
Well, let's get on the phone lines. Good morning, mama.
Hey, guys.
It's Alexis Sky.
This is Alexis Sky.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, Alexis. Thanks for calling in. You know, we were just talking about you guys in the rumor report, you and Fetty Wap, and this sex tape that came out, and some people are accusing you of leaking the sex tape.
Yeah, they are, and I didn't do that.
So what exactly happened?
I mean, honestly, I was on my way to Miami, and there was a picture going around with, you know, giving head, so I was just like, okay, somebody's playing around, but it's just the fact that me and him are the only ones that have access to these photos and to the video. So when I landed, I'm actually out here working on my app, and when I landed, there was a whole video out, mm-hmm. which didn't come from me. So I'm just like, what the hell? Like, who the fuck put this out? So that's just what's been going on. Then all the blogs picked it up. So
if only you two had the tape, would that mean that we could say either you or Fetty Wap leaked this tape, one of you?
I didn't leak anything. I have a family, like, I have people that, you know, that's watching me on Instagram. I'm 22 years old. I have a business. Mm-hmm. Like, I own a spa. Like, I'm not going to put that out there. Like, I don't have to do things like that.
Are you upset that the tape is out there because your head game was kind of trash on it?
No, she had a head wrap.
You didn't even see it.
She had, like, a scarf on.
My head game is not trash. You know, that was probably just one part of it. I was, you know.
it was only a small snippet.
Right, that's when you first wake up. I just woke up, and I was waking him up.
Did you see?
Oh, okay, that explains why it was kind of trash. It was that
late. Y'all see one part of it. Like, there's more.
Well, send us the whole part.
When it got better toward the end, you started off kind of slow.
Yeah, did you see people leaving the shrimp emojis in his Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't really, I'm not really entertaining that because, like, you know, like I said, he was waking up and I was waking up. So, like, you know.
So you hadn't even brushed your teeth yet?
Definitely not.
All right, so being that you just woke up, I'm not going to hold it against you that the head was trash, that it looked trash on the tape.
Okay, now.
Whoever put it out just kind of played me. That's what the whole thing is. You get what I'm saying?
Well, Masika had said some things on Twitter. She said everybody wants to be...
Masika's old ass. Like, damn. That bitch is just mad because she wants to be with Fetty and he don't want her. Like, she's a one-night stand and that's it is. And she's mad that he exposed her nationally on TV and she's just trying to make her something else. Bitch, you're old. Like, I'm 22. Like, you had the opportunity to do these things and you did it. Now you have to get pregnant by my ex-boyfriend.
Now, I'm not going to lie, I saw a video of Masika, and her head game on the wake up was a little bit better than yours.
You did not. Shut up.
Well, like I said, you ain't see the whole video, so you can't tell me my game is weak.
You think the whole video is going to come out?
I mean, nah, it's not coming out. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I got things going on in my life, and this is something that's going to follow me forever, so just, you know.
But y'all doing in the whole video? What are y'all doing in the whole video? Is there something more? Is it sex as well?
It's a sex tape.
Oh,
it was a full sex tape.
You want to see Fetty Wap in full.
Videos. It wasn't more. It was multiple clips that was out. Wow. Was, you know.
Now, you sure you don't want to put out more of the tape just to show that your head game's not trash?
And now, let me ask you this. You do have a new relationship that you're in as well, right, with Offset from the Migos?
No, I'm single.
Okay,
I'm
you guys were dating a little. You went out with him, though. Maybe not a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I've been knowing him for a long time. That's, you know, my homie. But I do have a little crush or whatever. But I'm not in a relationship with anybody.
Did that affect that situation? Was he, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened. Honestly, I feel like I moved on, and he has his new little ugly that he's messing with.
Oh, damn. Hey.
You know?
You think Offset probably broke up with you because your game is trash when you first wake up?
Stupid.
I'll say, I was never in this for him to break up with me. I'm single, so.
Hey. Raindrops.
Drop top.
Shut up. anyway, so Fetty Wap does have a new girlfriend because we've seen the video footage of him out and about with her, and she has a sex tape.
Definitely downgraded. Let him know that. Definitely downgraded, baby.
And she has a sex tape out as well.
I mean, she's a hoe.
And her head game is phenomenal on
so
her
are
wake
you,
up.
Shut up. So are you and Fetty Wap still in communication with each other? Did he call you?
I have a lawyer handling everything, so I have no need to speak to him. And if he wants to contact me, he knows how to call me, but I ain't calling. For what? It seems like you love him, though.
Come on, Alexis. You do love him.
I do love him. Yeah, that was my for 2 years. I loved him. I had him tatted on me 2 times. Like, I love the he played me. Like, and guess what? When a woman gets tired, so I got the on. Like,
what do you mean by he played you, though?
We used to live together. We had a whole home together in Atlanta. Like, it's not about, I'm not dumb. I'm 22. I'm not new to none of this. It's just the fact that everything that he was doing, he publicly had it out there. Like, they're gonna cheat, they're gonna do what they wanna do. He's a rapper, I know that has a gay man. But everything he did, he let these record him where he was caught in the camera, like, move like a boss. You feel me? Like, I was playing my position, but you letting these other in my spot. You know what I mean? So.
Now, what if he calls you and he says, let's work this out? You know, it was traumatizing.
No, it's too late. I've gave him multiple chances to fix things, and I'm not competing for the spot when I'm.
Now, what's your app that you have that you're working on?
I'm doing a Alexis Sky app right now, so I'm in Miami shooting.
What's on the app? What's on it?
Well, my spot is going to be on there, just different pictures, exclusive pictures of me. They're going to talk live to me, stuff like that.
Just please don't give no tips on how to get fellatio on
Stop
that app.
Stop it. You didn't even. I just want to tell you, Alexis.
You're trying to tell me about my game, so when you really see the whole tape, then you're not going to be talking.
I just want to tell you, he didn't even see this tape, so he doesn't even know what it looks like. He's just trolling you.
I'm just
That's why, like, trust and believe me, if I'm going to put the sex tape out there, trust me, I'm going to make sure my shit is official, so whoever was trying to do it was trying to play me.
Well, you would have at least took the scarf off.
Yeah. Nah, I would have kept the scarf on.
And you're young, boo. You're only 22. You have plenty of time to get your head game right.
There you go.
I mean, it might not be a bad thing, but maybe I could teach her some things. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
The bright side of things.
Look at the bright side.
Well, thank you, Alexis. We appreciate you for checking in with us. Alexis Sky on the call-in talking about this sex tape that she says she did not put out. You think Fetty Wap put it out?
I'm not accusing you of putting it out.
I'm just asking because only two of you had it. You think somebody got it off his phone?
I don't know who put it out. It wasn't me, and he's accusing me or me. I don't know what's going on. I think somebody around him put it out.
Did you lose your phone recently?
It's so funny how her porno thing was leaked a week before mine, and then this happened. And then she was at my house for a whole week in Atlanta. He brought her to the house I used to live in with her.
Whoa.
Right. Like, you violated me. So
he not with you no more. That ain't your house.
It don't matter. Still, you don't do that.
She said it don't matter. Did you lose your phone recently?
Yeah, but I left my phone at Sephora, and I got it right back. Like,
okay, so
it was the old lady that had my phone. So, like, no, I had put that post up just so somebody was trying to get in contact with me. Like, no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate
right,
you
boo.
For being so candid and
you
calling and checking in with us.
You know, I'm praying for you and your mediocre. Okay.
Shut up.
Okay, you got a joke. Okay.
All right. Take care. Good luck with your app.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Alexis Sky.
I don't know who Alexis Sky is. I've never seen that tape. I don't know anything about her. Other than what happened with Fetty Wap yesterday.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. The question that we're asking is, she's a young girl. And, you
22
know.
22 years old.
What they say, it takes a community to raise somebody?
It takes a village to raise a child.
So, help this girl give better fellatio.
That's right. She out here giving this mediocre fellatio.
You don't even know what it looks like.
She done got caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we don't want another young woman to get caught on camera giving mediocre fellatio.
So 800-585-1051. If you can teach her or tell her how to give better fellatio.
In the cleanest way possible. This is radio.
This is radio.
And this is for men and women to call because I know a lot of men can give some good tips as well.
Okay. DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Now you just heard Alexis Sky and we're asking, can you guys help her give better fellatio?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the video, but the video's trash from what I imagined.
Oh, what you
imagine.
Okay,
so we want her to have a better fellatio game. We want all women to have better fellatio games. Guys, too.
And all men, too, yes.
Yeah, if you're out there putting your mouth on any type of penises, know how to do it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Now, we're trying to help this girl with better fellatio. In the cleanest way you possibly can, how could you help her?
Well, first of all, if she get it in first in the morning, she needs to make sure her mouth is already wet. It should be on the couch or she can sleep with her mouth open. Anyway, she must butter up the bell head a little bit, get that mouth born, get it wet, and then put that bell head all the way deep.
You sound drunk as hell.
Wet,
I don't want you.
Wet
on,
mouth is all she's saying.
Yeah, I don't want you on my thing early in the morning. What's for breakfast after I do this?
Maybe you do.
Can I go to IHOP?
Why you putting that on your face like that? That sounds like a grandma, Felicia. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good, Envy? It's Marcus with a K.
Marcus, now how do you give your man fellatio, bro?
What?
Bro, you called up. You knew what the question was. Don't act like you
fool. I know how to give her some good tips. She's got plenty.
He wants to give tips, what he likes.
Man.
Okay, give us some tips on
like
how to work the tip.
Say
when
testicles.
She broke it. Play with the tip while she tickling the scrotums. Come on.
Okay, that's
come
a good
on.
One.
Are you like butt action? Okay,
that's a good tip.
Hello, who's this?
The scrotum is not your butt.
But he said the balls. That's what he was talking about.
No, it's not. Those are two different areas.
Under the balls. Hello.
Envy is retarded. Envy just said the butt and the balls are the same thing. What? Why? Why? How are the testicles and the anus
I don't know how your
thing?
Body's set up, Envy.
the way beige people's bodies set up might be a little different.
A little different.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kay.
Hey, Kay. Can you give this girl some tips?
Yeah, I'm actually 24. I got an older guy. What I do is I go buy me a box of fruit roll-ups.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And, you know, wrap it around there, you know what I'm saying? That way you sucking on something, you know what I mean? That way you can't go wrong.
Can they feel that through the fruit roll-up, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you feel it when you wrap it around your finger? You know, when you was younger? You
but not that good, though. You can't feel it that good.
You can taste it that good, and I'm pretty sure he can feel it that good.
Okay. Have any of you guys ever had a fruit roll-up wrapped around your penis?
Absolutely not.
No.
If you got to do all that, then your
and then
head,
what if you try to bite the fruit roll-up and you...
That hurts.
If you got to do all that, then your head game is mediocre. I don't need all that. All maybe right. A Halls.
A Halls.
A Halls.
Yeah, a Halls.
Or a Wintergreen Lifesaver.
Whoa, yee.
Okay, yee. Kinky, yee.
Right. Really, yee.
It's minty.
Really, okay. Yee. Okay.
That's why your breath smells like that. All right. Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is your scrotum is in your butt.
The moral of the story is we praying for all you women out there with mediocre head. All right? We hope you get better. I'm going to tell you something. I read a book a long time ago called The Ultimate Kiss because the truth of the matter is it was a time in my life I didn't know how to properly, you know,
eat. I didn't know where this was going.
I didn't know how to properly vagina dine.
You figured it out.
And I had a young lady who kept it 100 with me and told me that my head game was trash. And she gave me this book called The Ultimate Kiss. And half of the book was about how to properly eat the vag. The other half was how to properly give fellatio to a man. So, you know. Thank you for that book, The Ultimate Kiss. I think it's a good pickup for anybody out there.
Well, Charlamagne now can give good fellatio to men.
Never
now,
read the man part.
Yee.
Yes.
Rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Big Sean and one of his firsts, something that he's doing. Also, we'll tell you about a former NBA player who has been arrested. We'll tell you what he got arrested for.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, after all this turmoil over Vivica A. Fox's statements on The Breakfast Club, where she was promoting her show Vivica's Black Magic, she has apologized. Now, if you didn't hear those comments, here's what she said.
You
yeah,
for Game
Engine? Oh, hell no. Nah, bro, sorry.
Right, see? Back all that
money
up.
Money is
right.
Money, though.
No,
nah,
it was gym not clothes. That kind
no.
of money.
Let's not leave it in the air, though. Why wouldn't they dance for Game Engine?
Because there's no need to. They dance for women.
Okay.
But what happens? It's called the ultimate girls' night out for a reason.
Got you.
But what happens if men just happen to? There's a couple. That
we
happen?
Have a couple of guys that come right. there. You know. I mean, but you know.
All right. Well, the LGBT community was in an uproar, as well as other people that are supportive. And the executive producer on the show says that he has cut ties with Vivica and will actually still be executive producing the show and hoping that it's successful, but he doesn't want to work with her. Well, Vivica Fox has since apologized. She said, I've been a friend and supporter of the LGBT community for years. My intention was not to offend anyone, and I'm woman enough to apologize if you felt that way. My show has already been taped, and I was just doing something for the ladies, but all are welcome to enjoy Vivica's Black Magic show. It's hot. I'm all about love, not hate, darling. Have a blessed day. So that was her apology, FYI.
Okay. All her friends going to come back now? Or did they make those final decisions?
Or all whose friends?
All her friends. Like everybody that turned their back on her. The executive producer and all that, they're going to kick it with her again, or they made their decisions the final?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that was her friend, but he is the reason why she did get the show, because she got the show after doing Chocolate City. So, all right, Big Sean is going to be on Saturday Night Live. You know, he's never been on there.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Big Sean, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And that show is going to be on January 21st. You know, his album, I Believe, also comes out February 3rd. So it's a couple weeks before his album comes out. He tweeted out, this one is for Detroit.
Big Sean, he hasn't disappointed me yet. Big Sean be snapping.
He be snapping.
Big Sean.
Now, you know who's hosting the episode? Somebody else I like, Aziz Ansari. Is okay. Also going to be making his Saturday Night Live debut that night, too.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Aziz Ansari. South Carolina's on.
He's pretty funny. All right. A former NBA player has been arrested. He's been accused of breaking into two Florida homes and fondling a woman. His name is Orion Green. I don't know who he is, but he was just taken into custody. And on Monday, they said first he went through an unlocked door and went into a bedroom where a woman was sleeping. And then he went to a second home where he entered through a garage, and then he rubbed and kissed a sleeping woman. The woman woke up, yelled at him, and then he went to his girlfriend's house.
That's weird. You just don't walk into a woman's house and hand check her now. Like, there's no relation to the woman? Like,
it's just weird.
They wasn't together at some
unlocked
point in life?
Homes. He just walked in the door.
Was he drunk?
I don't know.
He got to know this woman in some way, shape, or form. I refuse to believe somebody is that silly.
Yeah, that's
especially an NBA player.
Crazy.
All right, and this was an interesting article that I read in Marie Claire UK. Natalie Portman is talking about working with Ashton Kutcher on the movie No Strings Attached. They both starred in that movie together, and she said that he got paid 3 times more than she did. She said... I knew and I went along with it because there's this thing with quotes in Hollywood. His was 3 times higher than mine, so they said he should get 3 times more. I wasn't as pissed as I should have been. She said, I mean, we get paid a lot, so it's hard to complain, but the disparity is crazy. So she said, you know, it's worse than the national pay gap, even though they make a comfortable living. Just 3 times more. She said, in Hollywood, we make 30 cents to the dollar, while in most professions, women make 80 cents to the dollar.
I'm still trying to figure out why this man is just breaking and entering in people's homes and fondling women.
Because he's sick.
He must have been drunk or something.
There's got to be more to this story.
I don't know.
There's something wrong with him.
He had to know the girl in some way, shape, or form.
It was 2 different women that he broke into their homes.
Could he be drunk and thought he was
going
to his house?
Might have been old bays.
Huh? He could have been drunk and thought he was going to his house or something.
I don't know. Like, that's not weird to you that a man...
Yes.
Especially an NBA player, he got money. You just decide to say, you know what? I'm going to walk in 2 women's houses and hand check them tonight. It's got to be more to this story.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Do you know who the girls were?
No.
Oh.